This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 12 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Today, my guest reader is Chuck Tomasi of Chuck Chat Freestyle and Technorama. He's reading Alley Cat.
If there was one thing that Catfish hated, it was taps. He'd been a bugler in the Army Drum and Bugle Corps and switched to drums just to avoid ever having to play taps again. He couldn't help it. Every single time those first three notes rang out, every woman in a three-click radius dissolved into tears. And the thing is, he couldn't hit on a woman at a funeral. He just couldn't. Even if he knew she was single and kind of into him. Because he heard his buddy Frankie mention that her best friend was his girlfriend's sister, and they'd mention his name in the powder room at that dance OC the other weekend. Not that he was attending the dance, oh no, he was enlisted. But the band was short a drummer, and they knew he was good with the sticks as well as the horn, so he was there. And Pamela was the kind of woman that would make even a champion bowler like him throw all gutter balls just to make her look good. Or just because she looked so good, he couldn't concentrate. He'd never been sure which it was that first time. But she laughed at him. Laughed and called him Alley Cat, riffing on a nickname his buddies in the unit had given him. A nickname based on a nickname. Why not? Of course, after the laughter came the kissing part. And Catfish? Alley Cat to his Pamela, and only to his Pamela. And God, she was going to be so pissed at him for leaving her alone this way. So pissed. So lonely. So, stop it. The kissing part had been amazing. 47 years of kisses, slightly fewer years of weekly trips to the Ocean View lanes for bowling with their usual group. The group was couples at first, then it was couples and kids, then the kids grew out of it, then they came back, then it was them and the grandkids, and lately, well, lately the group had dwindled. These youngsters didn't like bowling. The lanes were going to close next year, probably. Not enough business. But that was the way of the world. Popular pastimes peaked when people needed them the most, and then they waned in popularity, and then maybe they spiked again, or maybe they didn't. Roller rinks, stickball, bowling, all the things he'd grown up with. They were fading. He was fading. He just wanted to make sure they didn't play it. Because Pamela knew. But, oh God, there was the bugler standing by his grave. And there was his Pamela, his Pammy. Her brilliant blonde hair was silvery gray now, but it was still as soft and silky as the first time he stroked it, just like the skin of her cheek. And her skin, he knew, still smelled like rose petals. God, Pam, how am I supposed to find peace without you? He wondered. He didn't precisely have ears anymore, but he remembered what they felt like, so he craned them to listen. If there was one thing Catfish hated, it was taps. He made me promise, military, funeral or not, they wouldn't play it for him. Said if we did, he'd haunt us forever. As much as I might like the notion of my alley cat lingering nearby until I'm ready to join him, I can't let him have unfinished business. So, my darling, wherever you are, this is for you. And the bugle played. And Catfish laughed. Well, he would have if he had a body that could laugh. Because the guy with the horn played the opening from Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. No, Catfish couldn't laugh because he was done with earthly things. But everyone standing near his grave, everyone listening to the horn player, they could have sworn they heard his laughter anyway.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.